Okay, this is Perik Hey, Hilchos Malva Balova. Continuing halachas have to do with interest. Halacha Aleph, Alkam Beger Toshav, Lova Mehen, Umavon Osam Ribis. As we saw in the introduction to this section, you're allowed to go ahead and lend money or borrow money from a non-Jew or someone, a non-Jew who lives in Eretz Yisrael, with interest. Shneimar lo sashich lachicha, lachicha, sir, to your fellow Jews. L'shar olam mutar, but for everyone else, it is permitted. Mitzvah say lahashik l'akum, and it's a positive commandment to lend money to a non-Jew with interest. This is a positive commandment, and that is what the halachic system tells us to do. Okay, halacha beis. However, the chachamim forbade. All right, they don't want Jews to lend non-Jews what they call money with a fixed interest rate. Only necessary for him to earn his normal livelihood. Gazru, why they made this takana? Shema yilmo mimasa baro yushibasa imo. They're concerned that you're going to learn from the non-Jews' ways by living with them. Vikach muta lavos min akum beribis. That's why it is permitted to borrow money from the non-Jew with interest. Sharehu boreach milafanov in a ragel etzlo, because the Jew will run away from him and will not hang out with him. V'talmi chacham shein a ragel bo lumo nimasav. And for a talmi chacham who normally does not learn from from the non-Jews' ways, muta lavos akum beribis afil harviyah. He can go ahead and lend money to a non-Jew with interest, even to make money off of it. V'chol avak ribis imakum mutar sakol. And when it comes to the rabbinical version of ribis, the shade of interest, that's permitted for everyone. When it comes to a non-Jew, it's permitted for anyone to involve with. Halacha gimel, yisrael shalava ma'os min akum ribis. If a Jew borrowed money from a non-Jew with interest, u'bikish lahakazirim lo, right? And let's say he wants to return it. Matzli Yisrael Acher, he finds another Jew who says, "Vamrlo tnem li v'ani malalacha kaderek shata malakum." Give the money to me, and I'll pay back the non-Jew. Then harizu ribis ktusa. That's considered fixed interest. Afilo hamido, even if it was etzel akum, achitel akum osav, even if what they call the original borrower brings the other Jew back to the non-Jew and is standing right in front of him, what they call you can't do this. The yachzer v'inem b'yad Yisrael Acher. He cannot go ahead and what they call it, give the money back that way. Rather, the non-Jew must take the money back and then give it as a loan to the other Jew. Halacha daled, however, when a non-Jew borrows money from a Jew, beribis with interest, who bikeish lo, and he wants to return it back, the money back to him, matzli Yisrael Acher, he finds another Jew, v'amar, he says to him, tzem leave, ani malo chalkadarek sh'amal Yisrael, give the money to me and I'll pay the Jew back like you would have done. Harei zemut, that's permitted. The memido eitzel Yisrael, and if what it called the non-Jew brought the Jewish borrower to the Jewish creditor, biado, even if what it called the non-Jew gave the Jewish borrower money, whole midas Yisrael nason, since it's done with the knowledge of the Jewish lender, that's hareza ribis ksusa, that's considered a fixed interest loan, and that is a problem. Lachahei asal Yisrael litlos ma'osav v'ad akum. It's usher, prohibited for a Jew to entrust his money to a non-Jew, kedei l'halbosim ribis Yisrael, so that he can go ahead, meaning the non-Jew, lend money to another Jew with interest. V'akum shehilvas Yisrael ribis, and when a non-Jew loans money to a Jew with interest, asal Yisrael acher lioslo arev, so then another Jew can't serve as a guarantor. Shekeven shebedinim shetoveya harav tchila, since that, what do you call it, based on their laws, what happened? The lender can go ahead and demand money from the Hare first. Toveas Yisrael Beribis, Sharav Chayev Baal Akum. This means that the guarantor will be involved in demanding interest for money. Lefikach Im Kibol Lava Akum, Shol Yitva. That's why if the non-Jew makes a commitment to not demand payment as a Hare from the guarantor, Tchila, beginning at the beginning of the loan, then a Reza Mutter, it's permitted to go ahead and engage in this transaction. Alachabab Yisrael Shalaba Maus Min Akum Ribis. If a Jew borrowed money from a non-Jew with interest, v'zakvanal v'malveh, and let's say what it called, v'nisgayer, and let's say what it called, decision was made by the lender to convert im ad shelo nisgayer zakvanal v'malveh govez akaren v'aribis. Right. So if the decision to become a convert was made, what it called, before, if the decision to be made was done before to convert was before, what it called the loan, then the convert can collect both the principal and the interest. The mission is Gaia, but from the point that he was, what he called, that he converted afterwards, Malva, that's when the, so to speak, decision was made. Goba's a caramel hirbis, then he can only take the principal, not the interest, because he's considered a Jew. However, when a non-Jew borrows money from a Jew with interest, Vizaka love as and then he goes ahead and decides to convert, what he called, even if it's done, even if it's done after he converts, it's go ribis. He then can collect both of the principal and the interest of Yomer, because he can't say that people will say he converted just because of the money, because of the interest. And the Jew can collect the entire sum of interest that's owed to him when he was a non-Jew. Of course, it's a positive commandment to lend money to a Jew without interest before lending to a non-Jew with interest. So a person can, okay, this is a little interesting. A person is not allowed to go ahead and invest his money, right, in a way that the profit will make is large, but he won't lose a lot of money in such an investment. This is considered a shade of interest, Rabbanan. Someone who does so is considered evil. But let's say he did make this investment, then we treat it like a normal, situation of business, and therefore he gets the profits laws as the deal was stipulated. But no sum also karav lehefsed, a person who invests his money in a way that is where he'll lose a lot of money, barachol kaskar, but not make a lot of money, then harizeh nikra chassid, he's considered to be a pious person. Lachates emu shivin chanvani lemachasit schar, so we can't hire a or designate a person who's to become a storekeeper to get half his profits. Loitim maos likach behemperos. And we can't, give a person money to buy produce, for half the profits. We can't buy eggs to place on another person's chickens in returns for half the profit. We also can't evaluate, as we saw previously, you can't evaluate animals like donkeys, for instance, and have them become larger and fatten them up in order to get half the profits. Only if you went ahead and paid for the work involved. Or the other possibility is that the manager, person involved in actually doing it, gets a greater share of the profits, than his share if he ends up losing, which we saw previously in Hilcha Shutfus. A person who enters into a partnership with somebody else, whether it comes to giving him money or land, involving some other type of business arrangement, so you should not include the profit together with the principal, shema lo yesh shem schar, benimtsu bayin lidei ribis, because we don't want it to be on one contract, so to speak, and there might not be a profit and this leads to interest. V'chein lo yitan lo mos b'toras esek o shutfus, you shouldn't give another person money outright for business or for a partnership, v'yichtav osan malve, and then have a promissory note written as if it's a loan, shema yamos, because maybe we'll die, benimtsu shtar b'yad orish, and then the contract will be in the hands of the inheritor, Vergobobos Ribis, and he'll go ahead and try and collect the interest. Lucky it all. Also, Lahakdim Ribis, Ola Achar Oso. It is prohibited to pay interest before taking a loan or to pay it afterwards. What does this mean? Ketza. Nothing in the Labos Yemenu. Let's say a person thought about receiving a loan from someone else. Vahayim Eshaleachlo, Siblonos, Beshil Shevos, Zu, Avishilvo, and he sends him presents. So he'll go ahead and give him the loan. Zuhi Ribis, Mukdemis. That's considered interest before giving a loan. Love him, menu, vehechzal ma'osav. Let's say he borrowed money and returned the money. Vahayim mishaleach lo sablonos b'shvil ma'osav. Shayu b'teilin etzlo. And let's say he sent a present, for the fact that he had the money in his possession the entire time. That's also zuhi ribis mu'charis. That's considered post-loan interest. V'im avar b'osakin. And if he goes ahead and does this, hareza avar ribis, that's considered to be, the rabbinical version of interest. Halachin beiz mishalava mi'chavero. When a person borrows money from someone else, v'lohi arogim l'konum l'haktim lo shalom. He would normally say hi to such an individual. Asul hakim lo shalom. He can't go ahead and preempt him and say hi to him. Vainsarach lomo shi kasu bedvarim or yashkin lepisko. All right, and even more so, a person shouldn't go ahead and praise this person in public or go to his house. Shenemar neshech kol dovar afil dvarim asurim, even for things that are forbidden. V'chin asul lo lamed esamav et mikra gemara. And also, the borrower can't teach a lender Torah. Kolzman she ma'osav yado, as long as the money's in his hand. And lo yaragel b'zev mekodem, if he didn't normally do that beforehand. Shenemar neshech kol dovar. Like a gimel, hamalves chavero, a person lends money to someone else. Lo yomer lo da, you shouldn't say to him no. Imba ish poni makam poni, right? That if someone from this place comes, which implies kolomar should tichbadu v'tachilu v'tashkeu, it implies that the borrower should honor him and give him food and drink. Karoi as appropriate time, mechanic kol kiyotze bazeh, shouldn't do that. Halachidal yishram shen kmo ribis. There are things that are like interest umutarim, but they're permitted. Ketza, what's an example? Lo keach adam shtaroshav shel chavero paklas v'nechoshesh. A person can purchase a promissory note from someone else for less than its face value, and there's no concern there. I can give a dollar to someone else to lend someone else to a third person $100. The Torah only prohibits the direct transfer of interest from the borrower to the lender. A person can tell someone else, he can say to him, here's this dollar. If Amar Laponi She Yilvani, and you tell so-and-so to give me a loan, Shalom Nasan El Schar Mira. He's only paying him, so to speak, for making the suggestion to the creditor or lender. But there are certain things that are technically permitted, but you shouldn't do that because they have what it called. You're working a loophole insofar as interest. Ketzad amalo helvani mana. Right. Let's say the borrower tells the lender, "Give me a dollar. Lend me a dollar." Amalo mana ainli chitim yeshli b'mana. I don't have a dollar, but I have wheat that's worth a dollar. B'nosel chitim b'mana, and he gives him the wheat for a dollar. B'chazav lacha mena petishim, and then he goes back and purchases them from that for $90. Then I raise him mutter. That's permitted technically. Avasru meharamas ribis. But they prohibited this because of the attempt to work around the system of interest. Right? Nusel tishim, because he gave him 90 v'lokeach mana, and is taking and receiving a mana in return. So if he did so, so then the lender can take the $100 through the legal process from the borrower. Shafil avar ribis inkan, because there's not even a shade of ribis here. So too, let's say a field is given as security for a loan. So the lender can't go rent it back to the owner of the field. Why? Because the borrower is receiving the field, kishahaya, like it was, and he's giving him a payment for every month for rent, for the loan that he gave him. Also, you can't go ahead and rent out, so to speak, money. That's not like considered renting an actual item, because the kli can be returned as is. The zem motzi elu. Right. What do you call it? But this, when it comes to the money, so he spends it and pays it back with different money. Well, maybe dinar macheres. That would be considered a shade of interest. Finally, Zion Melech, a king, shahayu dinov shakomi shi that his laws are as follows: shakomi shi tenamasa katzavakol ish veish ali deze shalom nasan yishtabed bo. Right. So let's say the law is in land is that whoever pays the tax that the income tax every person has to pay has the right to take control of the person who's paying it and make him into like an eved for him, a servant. Let's say a person pays a dinar as a tax for that person. Even if, what do you call it, and has him work for even more than that dollar. Let's say a reza mutter, that's permitted. That ends Parak Hey, and we'll continue with Parak Vav next time.